everyone. I have the privilege today of being able to share just a painting that I made a while ago that I was asked to share. I made this in high school, and it's basically, I guess you could say I made it in a bit of an identity crisis, because like it was a self-portrait, and I dealt with a lot of like health issues in high school, where it got to the point where it was almost like I was in constant pain a lot of the time. And you know, when you're going through something, a lot of times you put on this front like everything's okay all the time. And so I'd always hear people say, "Wow, like you're so strong when you're going through this. How do you do this? Blah blah blah." But the way I felt was, I felt like I was so weak. I felt like I was alone a lot of times. And so I was kind of in this crisis of, which person am I really? Like, sometimes I feel like I'm so strong and I can just go through anything. And then other times I feel so weak. And I just didn't know, what kind of person am I? And so when I created this, it showed there's a split down the middle. And what I did first was I just took clippings out of the newspaper. On my left, it just says things like fear, shame, weakness. And on the right, it just says things like victory, strength. And as you see, there's just arrows going both ways, showing that, you know, I felt torn. What was my identity? Who am I really? Am I good enough? Am I not good enough? Am I strong? Am I weak? And as I was making this, I came across a poem by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. If any of you guys, I'm not sure if you've heard of him before, but I'll just give you a little bit of background on him because I think it'll make the poem mean a lot more. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was a German theologian during World War II, and he was one of the only German theologians to really stand up during World War II against the government and to say what we're doing to the Jews, what we're doing, this war is wrong. And he was imprisoned for his convictions, for his Christian beliefs. And while he was in prison, he had a similar identity crisis where he was asking God, "Who am I?" And while he was in that crisis, he wrote this poem, and I'm just going to read it really quickly here. It says, "Who am I? They often tell me I stepped from my self-confinement calmly, cheerfully, firmly, like a squire from his country house. Who am I? They often tell me I used to speak my orders freely and friendly and clearly as though it were mine to command. Who am I? They also tell me I bore the days of misfortune equally, smilingly, proudly, like one accustomed to it. Am I then really all that which other men tell of? Or am I only what I myself know of myself, restless and longing and sick, like a bird in a cage struggling for breath, as though hands were compressing my throat, yearning for colors, for flowers, for the voices of birds, thirsting for words of kindness, for neighborliness, tossing in expectation of great events, powerlessly trembling for friends at an infinite distance, weary and empty at praying, at thinking, at making, faint, and ready to say farewell to it all? Who am I? This or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once, a hypocrite before others, and before myself with contemptibly woebegone on weakly? Or is something within me still, like a beaten army, fleeing in disorder from victory already achieved? Who am I? They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. But whoever I am, you know, O God, I am thine." So as I was it's the poem or the words on the picture. As I was dealing with these thoughts, who am I? I realize, I'm God. God, I am yours. And it really doesn't matter who I am, whether I'm weak or whether I'm strong. Because I am Christ and He makes up the rest. Whatever I am called to, whether I'm enough in my own strength, enough in my own power, it makes no difference. Because my identity is not within my strength or my weakness. My identity is not in what I go through or what I've accomplished. My identity is in Christ. When I'm weak, I'm strong. I trust God.